Circumstances such as diminishing retirement accounts, unexpected expenses, and worldwide economic turmoil. We stuff wet rags around the cracks in our portfolios and hope for the best. In the midst of it all, we have a crop to produce, a spiritual crop. Like Jeremiah Clary, we have a limited supply of financial seed for sowing in God's kingdom. Perhaps you once dreamed of sowing fertile fields of generosity, but reality has taught you to be more cautious. What if I give away too much? What if there's not enough left for me? What if? We're not greedy, but we are a lot like Jeremiah Clary. Under the mounting weight of uncertainty, it's easy to slowly become irrational about our possessions. We lose sight of who really owns them. We fail to grasp how we should be sowing them for God's kingdom. And we get confused about what we should really fear regarding our finances in this life, like facing eternity having sown only a few handfuls of our personal wealth for God's kingdom. We're not alone. Millions of Christians around the world are frozen in their financial tracks by this anxiety. In all likelihood, they mean to be more generous. But somewhere along the way, uncertainty creeps in, and they settle for the status quo. A watered-down version of what they could be sowing for God's kingdom, if it weren't for their fears. In the United States, just 1/3 to 1/2 of all church members give any financial support to their churches. Any. And of the people who do give something, only 3 to 5% give a tenth of their incomes. Meanwhile, the wealth accumulated by church-going people has reached record levels. And despite unprecedented opportunities for global ministry, American Christians give proportionately less today to the church than we did during the Great Depression. Even those who do give are often tentative and sheepish about it. They respond when the offering plate is passed or when the annual pledge cards are due, but there's not exactly a burning passion to leverage everything within their grasp to achieve God-sized missions. Too often, Christians take a posture that's reactive rather than proactive. People give reluctantly or to assuage their guilt. For the most part, the church has responded by simply increasing the pressure on its members. Church leaders create clever fundraising campaigns, send out elaborate mailers, put big thermometers in front of the sanctuaries, and lock the doors until the goal is met. But beneath all this scrambling for market share, I think there's a root problem the church has mostly missed. For many Christians, the problem isn't that the church lacks brand awareness, nor is the problem that Christians are too greedy to give.